And for a look at sports, I'm Greg for KDAK, the Cardinal. Ben Johnson wore a Gophers pullover to his interview with athletic director Mark Coyle for the job as Minnesota's head coach. Johnson's first task with the men's basketball program will be to persuade more in-state recruits to stay home. The 40-year-old Johnson was introduced at a news conference on the team's practice court. He played two seasons for the Gophers and was an assistant in the program for 5 years. Johnson will be a first-time head coach. Coyle says he's not concerned about the lack of experience. Johnson's local connections will be a key resource. Minnesota Twins have optioned prize prospect Alex Kirilloff to their alternative training site. The move leaves a wide-open competition for playing time in left field. It also gives the 2016 first-round draft pick more time to develop. Jake Cave, Kyle Garlick, and Brent Rooker are the primary candidates at that position. It was opened when Eddie Rosario was released during the offseason. Luis Arraez, who is in the super sub role this year, has also been in the mix in left field. NCAA women's basketball. Paige Becker scored 20 points and Aliyah Edwards added 19 to help number one seed UConn beat 8 seed Syracuse 83-47 in advance to the Sweet 16 of the women's NCAA tournament. Once again, the Huskies were missing coach Gino Auriemma, who is still recovering from COVID-19. Chris Daly filled in for the Hall of Fame coach, who celebrated his 67th birthday yesterday and could potentially rejoin the team this weekend for its next game. Other yesterday action, Haley Jones scored 17 points and Stanford unleashed another barrage of three-pointers as the overall number one seed in the NCAA tournament booked up yet another trip to the Sweet 16 with a 73-62 win over number 8 Oklahoma State. And the reigning women's national champion Baylor is going to its 12th consecutive NCAA Sweet 16. Lady Bears beat Virginia Tech 90-48. That's Look at Sports. I'm Greg for KDAK, the Cardinal.